One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and it is Wild Card Weekend, people, and I hope we have better games on Sunday than we did on Saturday, that's for sure, because Miami didn't show up, and really either did the Cleveland Browns. Holy hell, it was a long, long day for both of those squads, and one place it was really cold, one place it was indoors and really comfortable. We had some tennis start happening. Australian Open got underway late hours of the night for some people. Obviously, basketball, NBA style in full throttle. Tons to talk about today, Mike Wilson. How you doing, my friend, today?
You know what? It is a great Sunday. It is playoff super wild card weekend. My team was just trash. They were garbage. The play calling was horrible. Tua was trash. It is good that they're going into the off season. They got some major decisions to make in terms of Tua. But it's still wild card weekend, so let's get to it.
Yeah, a couple of big ones today, obviously. The Cowboys and the Packers will be going at it. And Detroit and the L.A. Rams. A lot of storylines for us to dive into, Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. We're just getting loose and warmed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the XYZ. Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. We may be trying to track down John Poulter, I'm not sure, but first and foremost, Mike, let's discuss a little bit on those games. What we saw from the action wild card weekend Saturday was anything but wild, let's be honest, man. Like, I mean, it was wild, I guess. I'm actually really shocked and surprised that the Houston-Cleveland game wasn't much better. I do know that Joe Flacco struggles with obviously zone coverage, and the Houstons play an awful lot of zone coverage. But ultimately, man, oh, man, it was a brutal display from both of those teams. And we do have John Poulter, so we'll get back into that, Mike, in just a little bit. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. This is like the sweet spot, if you ask me, as far as sports go, because we're in the middle of obviously the NFL playoffs, and we've got NBA basketball starting to heat up a little bit. College basketball will be getting going. NHL hockey's in full throttle. Like this is what I call the sweet spot of sports. And looking at the Eastern Conference, it's kind of status quo because once again the Boston Bruins are holding down the fort, but the Florida Panthers are right on their heels, just 3 points behind them at 56. Boston has 59. And then there's a little bit of a jump from there for the rest of the guys. In the Metropolitan, you have the Rangers on top. Kind of cool to see that. I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago or week ago about certain teams being on top and certain teams kind of falling. And the Rangers are one of those teams. It's kind of nice to see them back on top, if you ask me. And then you go over to the Western Conference, John, and there they are, the Winnipeg Jets leading the way over the Colorado Avalanche. Maybe a little bit of a shock and a surprise there, but we'll dive into it. Vancouver Canucks leading the way in the Pacific, and they've got a pretty decent lead over my Vegas Golden Knights, they've got an 8-point lead on them right now. And then, you know, the Kings are behind them. And this looks like the worst division in hockey, if you ask me, John. But at the end of the day, they got to play the games and they're going to play the season out. But a lot of things are kind of sticking very, very much the same. Am I onto something? Yes or no?
Yeah, you're kind of in the middle, I think, Andy. You know, you talked about the Rangers, and they've been a bit of a surprise. We thought they were going to be a good team. They went through a spell where they were very good, but they're 4-5-1 in their last 10. They've lost their last four, and that's why that lead over the Carolina Hurricanes has shrunk to 1 point, and the lead over a bit of a surprise in the Philadelphia Flyers has shrunk to 2 points. So Tampa Bay still in that wild card race. They're at 49 points. They're pushing the top three in the Atlantic Division. You talked about the Colorado Avalanche. I had the privilege of watching that team last night. I was at the game at Scotiabank Arena between Colorado and the Leafs. The Leafs dominated the first period, were deservedly up 3-0 after the first period. Then the Avalanche, specifically Nathan MacKinnon, went to work. 5 straight goals, 5-3 victory, the last one into an empty net. We saw why Colorado is such a good team. And, you know, you're looking at those Western teams. Winnipeg and Vancouver, 61 points for Vancouver, 60 for Winnipeg, the top two numbers in the league. We'd have had this conversation in October. I don't think anybody would say that in January we would be looking at those two teams as the top two teams in the Western Conference. So, yeah, to your point, an awful lot is same old, but there's also quite a bit of change in those standings, and I think it's nice to see some different teams at the top.
John, I hope all is well. It is chilly for Andy and I here in the Valley of the Sun, but not as chilly as I'm figuring it is up there in the Northeast and in Canada for sure. But, hey, look, my question is, you know, I saw that, you know, Edmonton's won 10 in a row. Like, that's a franchise best for them. What's going on in Edmonton to get them to 10 in a row? Is it the schedule? Is it just they're just playing really great? Obviously, they're playing great hockey, but is there something else going on that you see with Edmonton at the moment?
Well, we'll get the weather out of the way first, Mike. It's 23 Fahrenheit with a huge wind chill. Makes it feel like about 7. We've had 2 or 3 cold days. So you may think it's cold down there in Arizona, but it's a little bit chillier here, but we sort of expect that in the wintertime. Your question about Edmonton, I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a coaching change has been a big factor. I think they've been getting steadier goaltending from Stuart Skinner, which is something that on the goaltending side we did not see early in the season. They were very sloppy defensively. Edmonton's a little bit like Toronto. It's built for offense, and the defense is a little questionable. The goaltending's a little questionable. So you have a bad game, you're going to lose those games. You're not going to be in too many close games. So I think it's a combination of things. And, you know, they still have a 4-game advantage on the Nashville Predators, the team right ahead of them. So they've got a really good chance to get back into that playoff hunt. We all thought that Edmonton was a much more talented team than we saw the first 60 days of the season. I think it's starting to show now, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at the moment. And I just want to ask you about something that's coming up in a couple of weeks. We have the All-Star weekend coming up, February 1st through the 3rd. As far as I can tell, John, they're kind of revamping things. So I'm assuming they're doing that for viewership, but it's also somewhat difficult to watch this stuff in general. But what are you noticing about what they're doing to revamp the All-Star weekend?
Well, the game is here in Toronto, so we sort of see and hear an awful lot about it as it's being promoted. And I think you've hit it right on the head when you say that, you know, they're looking to change things up a little bit, making it a little bit more, quote, fan-friendly, unquote. To me, the hockey All-Star game, maybe the NFL is close in terms of an All-Star game, but those are football and hockey, to me, are two games that are just not meant for the All-Star format because they're both physical games. Nobody wants to play a physical game in an All-Star game. Everybody's afraid of their major asset getting hurt. And let's face it, when you're talking an All-Star game, it's your best assets that are at that All-Star game. Basketball and baseball, probably a couple of sports that lend themselves more to the all-star format. I don't like the hockey format because, quite frankly, the game is irrelevant to me. You know, they're 12-10, 11-9, 13-15 games. I don't find those kind of games interesting at all. Very much an offensive show. They generally will have these three-on-three tournaments. I just don't think it's what I would call hockey. It's more of a skills exhibition, and that extends into the tactics and the games that they have pre-All-Star. And in some respects, baseball has its home run derby, baseball has its futures game, but this to me is a little bit different. I find it very hard to sit down and watch, quite frankly. To me, it's not hockey, it's more of a skill exhibition.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic when we talk about All-Star games. I mean, let's be honest. It's supposed to be for the fans, right? And to give back to the fans. And to your point about the home run derby, chicks dig the long ball, right? And people like to see scoring, so they're going to want to see the lot of goals being made and this and that and the other. And I'm kind of like in the middle with you, John, because to a certain degree, like, I like to see that scoring too, but I also like to see the dynamics of the game still being played. And obviously they get kind of thrown out the window in an all-star game like atmosphere. I hear the music. I guess we got to let you run today, John. Have a great day. Have a good Sunday. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure to chat. We'll catch up next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey like nobody's business. That's why we have him for you people. Keep it close, everybody, on the other side. We'll get back into the football, the basketball, all kinds of good stuff. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the X for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, where do you want to go, man? I'll let you pick and choose the path in which way we go right now. So you tell me what you want to talk about, Mike Wilson.
Oh, well, let's talk college football. National championship, some coaching changes, you know. DeBoer going to Alabama, Lanning staying at Oregon, Michigan winning it all, you know. That sounds pretty good to me. I mean, look, I don't know about you, but when I watched that national championship, Washington got bullied. They got pushed around, and they weren't, I don't know if they were exactly ready for it. I don't know if that's the best phrase to use, but Michigan just, they look like the better team to me, and they won the national championship. And the thing that I kind of smirked at and smiled at was when they present, you know, the NCAA president and presented the trophy to Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, and said, "Hey, you're the national champion, but we're going to probably still think we're going to come after you and try to suspend you." And it looks like Harbaugh is going to interview with the LA Chargers this week. So there's a little bit of that, but congrats to Michigan. You know, they went 15-0, and you can say, anybody can say anything they want about, you know, the program and the controversies and Harbaugh being suspended twice. I mean, look, to me, the suspensions were just, especially the one about, I think he bought a hamburger or something for someone on the team or a recruit or something. I mean, come on, that's stupid. The cheating scandal, just put microphones in the helmets and then we don't have to worry about someone stealing signs. But stealing signs happens everywhere. And I know there's people out there, well, two wrongs don't make a right. And I'm like, well, if you're going to go after one team for doing it, you got to go after everybody for doing it. And they don't. It seems like a little selective enforcement to me. But Michigan overcame it. And they made the plays in the game, in the national championship that they needed to. They're wearing the crown. They get the ring. They get the fans get the bragging rights. And so, yeah, Ohio State fan, you got to live with Michigan being the national champion this year. But overall, Andy, I would say the year in college football was good. It wasn't stupendous, but it was good. I think the playoff was entertaining, but I'm looking forward to next year with 12 playoff teams in the mix. That'll make it a lot more interesting. The money will be off the chain massive for college football, and away we go, and it's just too bad the Pac-12 is no more in college football, but that's just the way it goes in college athletics these days.
Well, just thinking about the week that was, right? You kind of alluded to it in a way. Nick Saban steps down. Bill Belichick steps down. And Pete Carroll all step down this week. Those are three of the biggest coaching names we've ever heard in professional football and college football. So it was kind of like a shock to my system, to be honest with you. And I've had to kind of take it all in stride. And I think about those incredible football minds that we're talking about and the jobs that they've done with helping young men to grow into older men, and just all of the dedication that those guys have had and put forth with their careers and their jobs and their lives. I think it's just a crazy thought to have those three guys decide to call it quits all within 17 hours of each other or something like that. It was kind of a shock to the system. And I honestly don't know, obviously I watched on TV the little bits and things that they were doing with Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick on TV with the press conferences. And I think it was kind of one of those weird weeks where nobody really knew how to take it all in. Cause like I was listening to everybody, and it was almost just shock, and like people just couldn't believe it was happening. But it is, and it's life. Like that's the way life works. We all get older. We're here for our time. We get to spend our time and do what we do, and then you know what? It's over and it's done. And I think that, you know, as you and I are getting older, my friend, you know, we're seeing friends pass away now. We're seeing people that we're closer to an age passing away, and this and that and the other, and you know, having things happen to them in a negative way. I think these guys have lived extremely productive lives, and you know what? At a certain time, it's like I got to move on to whatever the next thing is. And for these guys, the next thing is relaxing and not having to worry about X's and O's and traveling and worrying about 53 guys and this and that and the other. Like, there's a lot of responsibility that goes on to be a coach. And it's far beyond the football field or the basketball court or the baseball field, whatever it is, the hockey ice, whatever it is, man. Like, their job goes well beyond the X's and O's. And I think those are three of the best at ever doing it. When you talk about caring about their players, and you heard some of the things that ex-players were saying about Bill Belichick and all these guys, man, like they were special, my friend. So now to get to your point about the college football and all that stuff, look, Washington took they had a terrible game, my friend. I mean, look, yeah, give credit to Michigan, but that score was stuck at 20-13 for like 15 minutes, okay? And Washington couldn't do jack you know what. And Penix really, really hurt himself. Going into this game, this guy was probably sought out as like a quarterback that could really get to the next level and do some major damage. Well, I'll tell you what, that national championship game really, really hurt his draft stock, Mike. Put pressure on the guy, and he crumbles like a cookie. So, yeah, I give credit to Michigan, but I also think that Washington had their moments. They had their chances, and they squandered them repeatedly. So give all the credit in the world to Michigan for being able to deal with all the noise. You know, they dealt with a lot of noise, and Washington deserves credit because the noise that they were hearing was, well, the Pac-12 is over, this, that, and the other, and da 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 da. They represented and they showed out, man. Like, we can't be disappointed in what Washington did this season. I'm disappointed that they were unable to make that a better football game when the score was stuck at 20-13 for a long, long time. And then you mentioned the job openings. And I'm going to guess that Harbaugh is going to leave, okay? Because when it gets hot in the kitchen, well, it might be time to get out of Dodge. And you know, I hear what you're saying about minor infractions and sign stealing and this and that. But I'm going to say is this, man. And I understand where you're coming from. But I also think that It's a knock on somebody's character, okay? Because if you're cheating in that little respect, why in the hell wouldn't you try to cheat on a bigger respect or a bigger level? So I don't buy into the giving excuses to certain schools and other schools don't. Like, I'm with you on that. But at the same time, my friend, right. Look, cheating is cheating. And certain things I think there's different levels of. Cheating is cheating to me, man. Like, it's like when someone's on a tennis court and they call a ball out that's in, that's cheating, man. Even though their eyes saw it that way, they're still cheating. So there's something that rubs me wrong about this, but at the end of the day, they answered every question and they handled everything that was thrown at them. So for that, they deserve what they got, which is a national championship.
No, I absolutely understand where you're coming from too. But getting back to your thoughts on Penix, I mirror those absolutely. Like he got hit, but he got hit, and he got hit harder probably than he's been hit this year. He was dealing with some pain, his ribs, the whole thing. But at the same time, you got to rise above that. This is the national freaking championship of college football. And even before he was taking these hits, Andy, I don't know, his body language to me was not good. Like the whole game, he looked like he was scared,
right.
out there and what he was facing. So, and I think that just affected him for 60 minutes on the football field, which is unfortunate. Cause I do think Penix is a good guy. Like, I don't think he's a jerk. I don't think he's a bad dude. But, yeah, it's just what it is.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on that X for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, NBA hoops time. We can always talk NBA hoops. You know that. Okay, so Thursday came and went. The Milwaukee Bucks played a really tired Boston Celtic team, and that was a pretty lopsided victory for the Milwaukee Bucks, and I don't want to read too much into that because,
right,
you just never know. And then what does Boston do right after that? I think they won by 32 points. Look, here's the deal, man. I keep saying this over and over and over. I really think that it's one of those situations where the talent is just so – it's so vast on the Bucks squad that even if they don't know what the hell they're doing, they still got a chance to, like, be there just because.
Oh, sure.
A couple things I'm noticing, okay? Chris Middleton playing a lot better, moving better. Looking a lot more fluid out there on the basketball floor. So if those three guys can work together in a way where they are just out there complementing each other, which it seems like it's happening more and more, I think they're going to be okay. They're three games behind Boston right now. Boston's got the 30 wins, the most wins in the NBA. And then you got the Bucks, right? You got the Bucks. You got Minnesota, who's right there too. You got Oklahoma City, who's right there. And then Denver.
Yep. But
ultimately, we're talking about, five or six teams that are ultimately very close record-wise. I still give your guys a slight edge. I think, the chemistry and the continuity in Boston is pretty good, especially with all those new pieces, right? Porzingis and Drew. They've kind of come in seamlessly, I mean, in all honesty, it's been a seamless transition where in Milwaukee, the transition, it's been anything but seamless. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think –
No, I get it.
I'm kind of starting to wonder if we're being too critical of what we're seeing from Milwaukee at this point, because we expected something else, right? Like, so ultimately, they're 27-12, they're 15 games over 500, and they're struggling. Like, let's put this in perspective, right? So if they ever do really figure this out, which I have to imagine they will, Mike. So if they do, if they do figure this out, I think the NBA, these teams are in some serious trouble. Like, they should almost be happy that the Milwaukee Bucks haven't figured this out. And it seems like they're struggling, but they're 15 games over 500. So what does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean? It means that they're probably not as bad as we think, but they're not as good as we think they are either. And what do they need to clear up? It's not the offense. They got to figure out the defense. And I think ultimately the way for them to do that, they need to make a move of some kind to get a wing or two that can play the 2, 3, and 4 spot and be interchangeable. So what are you looking for in today's NBA? I think you're looking for versatility more than anything. So you need guys that can switch. You need guys that can switch. And I've noticed the rotation with what they're doing. It seems to me like they're starting to figure it out to a certain degree. And then the other thing that I need to see more of, Mike, it's called effort. So I want to see effort on both sides of the ball, not just offense. I want to see effort on defense. So I'm at a spot where I've been pretty critical, but I'm also now to the point where I'm going to assume these guys are professionals, and I'm going to assume that they can figure this out internally because they have the fortitude to do it. So it's been rocky, it's been shaky, but they're 15 games over 500, and it's rocky and shaky. Did you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely I get what you're saying. And I was wondering when you were going to – not that you were missing that point of them being 15 games over 500, but you have been critical of your team, and rightfully so. No, I get – what you've been saying about your Milwaukee Bucks the past 3 weeks, month, you know, whatever it's been, and I get it. And for me, you know, your point to Middleton, you know, when I'm watching that Bucks-Celtic game the other night before I just got, you know, a little frustrated with it, but then I realized, okay, it's January. Calm down, like nothing's decided in January kind of thing. And Boston was probably a bit tired, you know, back-to-backs and all that kind of stuff, but whatever. I did notice Middleton, and I'm like, God, he looks like he's smooth out there. He looks like the old Middleton where he's going up and down the court. He's fluid. He looks like the old Middleton when they won the title. You know what I'm saying? Like he just looked different to me, and I'm thinking, okay, he's getting back to 100%. He's getting you know, in the flow of things. He looks like a basketball player, if that makes sense to you. So look, I still fully expect this to be in the Eastern Conference, Boston and Milwaukee. Like there isn't, you know, people will like to talk about Philly, and Philly's good, and I get that. But Philly gets a mental block when it comes to anything past the first round of the playoffs, especially if they see Boston. Like they have a mental block, I believe, with the Celtics. But in the end, it's going to be Tatum and Brown and Porzingis and Drew versus, you know, Dame, the Freak, you know, Mitty, and everybody else on the Bucks. I just, that's where we're headed. And, you know, barring any catastrophic injury on either team, I think that's what the East is going to be. Personally, I hope Boston gets to the finals, and you hope the Bucks get to the finals and the whole thing. But you can make an argument if it's the Bucks and the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. God, if that was the NBA Finals matchup, woo, that would be fun. That would be an NBA Finals worth watching. You know, and you mentioned the teams out west. You know, you got the defending champs in Denver. You got Oklahoma City. The team that you left out of there, and I don't think it was on purpose or anything, was the Clippers. The Clips are coming. The Clips are 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 3 in a row. They're playing very good ball. But the question I have with the Clips is, okay, you get to the playoffs, what's the mindset going to be? Is Harden going to show up? Because we know that Harden has a history of just kind of fading away in the playoffs. But, you know, I think the Clips may be there in the end of the West, barring any catastrophic injury. But, you know, down the stretch, this is going to be fun. And there's, like you said, there's 5-6 teams that have a shot, in my opinion, at winning the whole damn thing in June. And your team and my team are certainly two of the top teams that have that shot. But it's certainly going to be fun to watch for anybody, and especially for you and me. I mean, you and I, Andy, are big NBA guys, so we like this stuff. So it's going to be fun.
All right, so a couple things we got to address here. The New York Knicks made a pretty solid trade, which puts them in a position to maybe make some noise, right? OG's there now, right, and he's had a pretty solid start to his career there in New York. I look to see what some of these teams are going to do at the deadline coming up here relatively soon, and buyout market and things along those lines. I won't be shocked if the Bucks bring back PJ Tucker. Obviously, he's not getting much play time, and that was a piece that the Bucks had, obviously, when they won, and he served his role pretty well. We'll see what winds up happening. I read something yesterday that said that Marjan and Ajax, who is starting to play pretty well for the Bucks, they're off the trade market, allegedly. They don't want to let those two pieces go. And ultimately, those are like their youngest pieces. Makes a lot of sense to me to not want to let those guys go, because if there's one knock I have on the Bucks, is they're too old. So anything they can do to have youth is a good move. We haven't mentioned the Lakers, we haven't mentioned Golden State, we haven't mentioned the Phoenix Suns. All three of those, I think, are underachieving to a certain degree. Ever since the Lakers won that midseason tournament, they've struggled, and you know, LeBron wants to blame it on that. Silver comes out the other day and says it's coming back next year because it was such a success. So they're butting heads on that situation. But I will say this for the Suns the other day. When their big three were out there together, they looked pretty good. I do have to give them the credit where the credit is due. I just think that the thing that's going to hurt them is depth. They're playing those – they're going to wind up playing those three guys a ton of minutes. And two of the three are breaking down, which is Booker and Beal. And KD is definitely an older guy, and he's not the same. So – I just don't know if they have the right formula for success here in Phoenix. What about the Grizzlies with the bad news about Ja? He came back, and then the guy's out for the rest of the year. It looked like they were going to maybe be able to make a move, right? So,
right.
That's a bad break to a certain degree for the NBA and obviously fans too, because we're not going to see that guy ball. Final thought from you on the NBA.
Look, it's final thought to me is, you know, I find it a little funny that LeBron's blaming the tournament on the slump for the Lakers. Like, I'm like, dude, I don't understand where he's coming from with that. But my overall thought is, once we get to February and March, man, it's on. And, you know, the playoff stretch will begin. Your team and my team, like I said before, are looking stronger than anybody in the league. But let's not forget the Minnesota Timberwolves. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. You don't know what you're doing, and then all of a sudden, boom, you end up in the NBA Finals. I got my eye on Minnesota, just like a lot of other people. But it's going to be fun down the stretch, man.
I agree. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
In for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And Mike, no, we did not forget about anything, man. That's why we got a last couple minutes here to talk a little bit about that, my friend. Look, the other night, the Ring of Honor in Chicago, Jerry Krause's wife is there to accept the honor and the experience of that moment, and the fans absolutely blew it, and they boo and they do some bad stuff. And look, you don't have to like Jerry Krause, but the guy has since passed away, and his wife was there on his behalf to get that award and just had that recognition. Look, Chicago, you absolutely blew it. You were terrible. You're disgusting, and there is no place in the world for that kind of behavior, Mike Wilson.
No, there isn't, and it is disgusting that Bulls fans would boo and boo a widow. I mean, how low of a human being do you have to be to boo a widow? And think about it, Bulls fans, if it wasn't for Jerry Krause, Michael doesn't get drafted. Pippen doesn't show up. Rodman doesn't show up. Ron Harper doesn't show up. You know, the two three-peats are not there, so... show a little class next time, but from what I understand, Chicago Bulls fans and class do not belong in the same breath.
Look, it was a terrible, terrible display from Chicago fan. And here's the thing that I'm going to say, and the only excuse I can have for them. Most of these people that were in attendance probably weren't there in the 90s when they saw all this happening.
Right.
We're talking about a different generation that just doesn't freaking get it. And I ain't mad at them, but this generation we got right now, y'all need to do your freaking homework. All right, we need to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, hour one is in the books. Hour two on the horizon. It's all about the NFL Wild Card Weekend, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
News. I'm Laura Winters.
What do you say to members of your own party who are saying you needed congressional authorization for last night's strike?
They're wrong, and I sent up this morning when the strikes occurred exactly what happened.
President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
That is Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon.
The hope would be that any real thought of retaliation is based on a clear understanding that, you know, we simply are not going to be messed with here. This is all about creating freedom of navigation for the international shipping.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains at Walter Reed Medical Center being treated for complications related to prostate cancer surgery. Iowa, under a winter weather warning, freezing snowy Iowa, the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses on Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
That is Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also shaking lots of hands in the state with his wife by his side.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry. You. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The city of Chicago struggling with housing illegal aliens, the city being accused by taxpayers, many who are lifelong Democrats, of prioritizing migrants over its residents. Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico. USA Business News now, Detroit's North American International Auto Show, moving back to January of 2025 after a less than stellar showing in the month of September, where it's been held over the past 2 years. In USA Sports, the University of Alabama picking Washington's Kalen DeBoer to replace legendary coach Nick Saban. He's flown to Alabama late Friday night to meet with the team. Here's USA's Tim Berg on the story.
College football landscape will be changing forever. Nick Saban is moving on to the next chapter in his life. The Alabama head coach has announced his retirement. In a statement released late Wednesday, Saban said that the 17 years spent in Tuscaloosa weren't just about wins and losses, but about legacy and how they went about it. The goal has always been to help players create more value for their future. He went on to say Alabama will always be considered home. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning. Good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about as it is wild card weekend here in the NFL. Playoffs have gotten underway. The game started on Saturday. We got a couple games today on Sunday, a couple games on Monday because of weather and things along those lines. And quite frankly, the elements in Kansas City were way too much for your Miami Dolphins. And I don't think anybody is surprised or shocked about what happened there. I am a little shocked and surprised at what happened to Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns, because quite frankly, that was a hell of a story, Mike Wilson. And so is the Texans, don't get me wrong. But for the Browns to go out like they did, Joey Flacco throwing a couple of pick sixes and just looking abysmal out there, it was kind of sad, my friend. It wasn't fun to see, but we've got a hell of a day ahead of us, don't we?
Oh, we got one hell of a day ahead of us, and you're exactly right. Like the whole Cleveland Brown debacle yesterday just kind of feeds into the general stereotype of the Cleveland Browns, doesn't it? The Cleveland Browns went Cleveland Browns yesterday, but you got to give credit where credit is due to those Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud, man.
Amazing season for the Browns. Five different frickin' quarterbacks, and they were 11-5 or 11-6, whatever it is, man. It's right. Pretty impressive. But the Texans, with this young C.J. Stroud, are ready to put the NFL on notice. We got to take a break, baby. We'll be back and we'll continue talking about Wild Card Weekend, Green Bay and the Cowboys, the Rams and Detroit later on today. We got to get into this, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're guiding you through another one. If you'd like, you can call us and get involved with us at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on that X thing. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports for me. It's Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, like we said to you earlier, in case you've been hiding under a rock somewhere and you don't know what's going down, the Browns got dismantled by the Texans on Saturday, 45-14. The Chiefs dismantle the lame Dolphins who come to town with that frozen sushi on their mind. And you know what? 26-7 was the final there. I thought I might get a little laugh out of you there. I like that. Okay, cool. Okay, so we've got a couple games that are happening today. The Packers and the Cowboys in Big D. You got the Rams and the Lie Downs in Big D. That's kind of a common theme. You got two Big D he's going at it today. He got Dallas and he got D-Town, Detroit. Anyways, okay. Monday, because of the weather and things like that in Buffalo, which was insanity, the Steelers are now playing at 2:30 our time, and the Eagles and the Buccaneers are playing at 6:15 our time. But we do have games to talk about here on Sunday, and it's the Packers and the Cowboys, and it's the Rams and the Lie-Downs. And, dude, if I were to say to you that there are so many frickin' storylines for these two matchups that it is absolutely insane, right? I mean, come on, man. The Green Bay Packers are playing the Dallas Cowboys. They're going up against Fat Mike, their old coach. Come on, dude. You can't make this stuff up, right? And then you look on the other side, right? You have the Rams and the Lie-Downs when they played flip-flop with these two quarterbacks because Jared Goff couldn't get it done in L.A., so they ship them out, right? They ship them to D-Town where they thought maybe they were going to put his career in complete misery, but somehow, some way, the Lie-Downs have become a decent team, and they win that division for the first time in 30 frickin' years, right? Like, something insane has happened in the water, and it's happening in Detroit as well. But, dude, honestly, can you think of better matchups with more riding on them than, like, things like this, where you had the quarterback swap? You have the coach that was used to be in Green Bay, and we couldn't stand the guy and the decision-making that he made there, and then he goes to Dallas, and now they're matched up to play each other. Come on, man. How awesome is this?
It is beyond awesome. Like, look, Andy, you and your Packer fans, I root for your team as long as they're not playing my team, and I root for them pretty hard. And today I am rooting for them to go into Jerry's World and just ruin Texas and ruin the hopes, the dreams, the aspirations of those lowly, lowly, pathetic Cowboy fans. If they can do that, I will be a go Pack guy for life, with that. And then, like you said, the Detroit-LA game, I'm rooting for Detroit in this game. I mean, look, this is a franchise that has just been a bottom feeder for a long time. Have there been glimpses of a good team here and there? Yeah, but that is few and far between. They got a team, they got weapons, they got a coach, they have an adult in the room now calling plays and inspiring those guys. Jared Goff is playing excellent football. I am rooting for the Pack, I am rooting for the Lions, and I'm making no bones about it. I think today these storylines are just going to be great, but at the end of the day, go Pack, go. And go Detroit. Let's do this. Let's get Detroit in the second round of the playoffs. I don't think I've ever heard that in my lifetime. You know? And then look, with your Packers, hey, Aaron Rodgers, how you doing? What's going on with you? Oh, you're not in the playoffs. Oh, have a good vacation, buddy. We're battling it out here with a guy that a lot of people thought was not gonna be all that great, and look at what that coaching staff in Green Bay has done. They've showed some patience, they showed some time, they've developed him, and him being Jordan Love. These are great stories, and I'm just looking forward to these games today.
Okay, so with that all being said, let's try to get inside this a little bit and let's break things down, right?
Right.
So, right. What I've noticed from the Green Bay Packers the last couple games, the defensive scheme has been better. They've been getting after the quarterback a lot more. They're getting some pressure on the quarterback. And obviously, we know, man, pressure bust pipes, okay? So what makes it difficult for a quarterback in this league to have success? You get as much pressure on that guy and you confuse him and you throw different coverages at him and you know the book on these guys. You know if they like zone coverage, you know if they like man coverage, you know all this. So at the end of the day, it boils down to a few plays here and a few plays there, a special teams play here, a special teams play there. Pass interference in this league is like, it's almost, it's too easy of a call to make, and there's times that they make it and there's times that they don't make it. I really hope that in these games today, the games yesterday weren't close, okay? So it, like, it doesn't
right,
matter.
Right.
But when you have games that I feel are going to be pretty tightly contested, like these games today, the officials do play a role in what happens. And, you know, you mentioned something about Detroit having a team and the adult in the room and this and that and the other. I just want to remind you what they did in Dallas when they had an opportunity to kick an extra point. And they decided to go for 2 points, not once, not twice, but three frickin' times. So I would say proceed with caution with your thought about Dan Campbell, to be honest with you. I think he's a little bit of a gunslinger to a certain point. And you can't be too stubborn at times. Here's what I will say that I saw in the games on Saturday, and I wonder if it continues, okay? I didn't see meaningless going for it on fourth downs. I mean, obviously, at a certain point, teams had to. You get what I'm saying? But it wasn't for it on fourth down when you're on your own 30 and there's still 7 minutes to play in the first half. Like, I wasn't seeing that kind of stuff. I wouldn't be shocked if I do see that with the Detroit Lions. Do you get what I'm saying? So I think we got to kind of pump the brakes on Dan Campbell after what we saw him do in Dallas, which was become beyond stubborn and just decide to go for something when ultimately on the second or third, after you didn't make it the second time, dude, you should have realized just kick
right.
the extra
sure.
freaking point and go into overtime, because you know what? The momentum had swung anyway. So I hear you, but I say proceed with some caution, and I look to that game. I look to both of these games. I wonder what these coaches are going to do, my friend, because they've all had moments where they don't look so good and they make some terrible, terrible decisions, and it winds up having bad ramifications on their guys on the field. I'll let you get into this on the other side. I hear the music, so remember what I just talked about, and I want you to give me your thought on the other side. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're obviously discussing Wild Card Weekend, NFL football, baby. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this.
ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All righty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And yes, we do get calls, because I got this joker bothering me on Facebook right now, Mike Wilson. I don't know if you do or not, but I got some joker telling me, hey, you don't get phone calls. You don't do this, that, and the other. Dude, we get phone calls. I ain't mad at you, so quit bothering the crap out of me, bro, because I don't even know who the hell you are. Jesus Christ, man. Anyways, welcome back to the show, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, okay? And I don't care about anybody else's problems. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. And, yes, we do get calls. So I ain't mad at you. Jesus, criminy, man. Anyways, let's get back into football, right? So the Packers are playing the Cowboys. The Rams are playing the Detroit Lions. That's the day the game's today. Again, the game's tomorrow. Steelers and Bills, Eagles and Buccaneers. And those are quality games. These are all quality games, people. We're at the point of the season where, hold on a second. Actually, we do have a caller. Hey, Dennis. I'm talking to you, Dennis. Hey, Dennis, buddy. We got a call right now. So listen in. 1-800-878-7529. If I ask for a call, dude, I will get a call. And see, immediately happens. We got this dude, MSM, that's in Santa Monica, for those that don't freaking know and don't have a freaking clue. MSM, you're on the show. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and now you. How are you, my friend?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I got some joker bothering me on Facebook about this, that, and the other, and telling me I don't get phone calls. So, dude, I put the phone number out, and look at this. I get a phone call. I ain't mad at you, people. What's on your mind, man?
Well, first of all, I was having trouble hearing you guys on the internet and trying to get this dude on the line. But, you know, Mr. Santa Monica, he's here for you. It's Super Wild Card Weekend. I mean, man, I don't know who's the nutcase on the internet saying you don't get calls. I mean, come on now, boy. If you should call in yourself. Come on, let's go at it with MISM. Dude, how are you, Andy? I mean, boy, what a wild day yesterday. And my God, Did you go 0-2 in your picks yesterday against the spread? And did Mr. Santa Monica go 2-0? Just curious. Hey, Mike.
Hey, you're the man. You're the man. Okay, you're the man.
I'll tell you this much. I am looking forward to today. I don't know about you, but I am all over the Rams and Maddie going back to the Lions, into Detroit, and taking care of business. I am absolutely looking forward to today's entertainment. And I've given the Packers a punching fine chance as well. And you know I'm one of the biggest Packers fans on this Storefront Sports radio program. But I'm telling you, man, as much as those games didn't seem like much of a game, much of a game to be had, I think today we're going to see some real nice football in some probably a little bit of better weather. And have a great afternoon. But I'll tell you, sure was interesting last night watching that game, huffing and puffing in negative weather. The fourth coldest game in history, and seeing the Chiefs prevail, finally Chiefs stepping up being the Chiefs. And my Houston Texans, boy, they sure put a beat down on your Cleveland Browns, didn't they, Andy?
True. Look, man. Joe Flacco had an awful day, right? At the end of the day, man, two pick sixes, okay? The Cleveland Browns looked unorganized. I'm just telling you the truth. That the defense that was so good for them, which is the reason why they were in the position they were in, looked absolutely awful and pathetic. And C.J. Stroud was tearing them apart, man. Like, it was very interesting to see how C.J. Stroud, the rookie quarterback, was able to go in there and just dissect that Cleveland Brown defense, okay? So, wonderful job of coaching, wonderful job by the Houston Texans all year to get them in the position that they were in to have a home field game, right? Like, they had a home game. That was huge. I think if they go on the road, it's probably a little bit of a different story. But they had that home game. They took advantage of the situation. C.J. Stroud looked like he was very ready for that moment. And Joe Flacco was Joe Flacco. He was soft. He was not dealing with the pressure well. They played that zone coverage extremely well against him, and that's what he struggles with. So the game plan that the Texans had was absolutely to perfection. The game plan that the Cleveland Browns had was an absolute disaster. They couldn't run the ball. They put it all in Joe's hands, and that was definitely a recipe for disaster.
Home field advantage. Yeah, I mean, you bring up home field advantage. Without question, Miami's loss last week to Buffalo completely flipped yesterday on its tail. I mean, if Miami doesn't go into Kansas City, who knows what type of team, you know, that was there. I don't think that team was anywhere near prepared for the elements. I mean, they brought in wetsuits and this suits and that suit, you know, unless you practicing that stuff and are part of that stuff, it's hard. I mean, it was very, very obvious that Kelce and Mahomes and the rest of that team knew what was going on and were ready for that game, as well as their fans. I couldn't believe what was going on just watching that game on TV. If you could actually get it to watch it on TV, I mean, we can get into the whole Peacock thing if you'd like to as well. But that was the biggest travesty, by the way, of the entire day, was the embarrassment of the NFL only streaming a playoff game. So there you go. There's my three takeaways. Home field advantage, two unbelievable winners, and the biggest loser was the NFL fans and the NFL for putting the game on Peacock.
You know, that's a whole nother can of worms. But I helped you with how you can watch the games. And I told you how you can watch any game, anywhere, anytime. So you don't have that problem anymore, MISM, okay? You don't have that issue. You don't have that problem.
MISM has never had that problem. Let's just say that. But thank you very much, Andy Storefront Sports.
Good.
You may want to keep that on
look.
The DL.
Look, at the end of the day, man, I want you happy. I want everybody happy. And I want to ask you something kind of off the subject. Because I know how you think And I know how you feel about a certain fan base. You're not very happy about the Philadelphia Eagles the way that their fans are. But can I ask you something on a serious note? Have you ever seen something worse than what happened with the Chicago Bulls when they were honoring Jerry Krause and his widow wife was there to accept the award or the just to have that recognition? Did she deserve what those moronic Chicago Bull fans that probably were not around 30 frickin' years ago to even understand the dynamics of what happened at that moment in time and how frickin' special it was? And then you have these people that come to the game now and they are booing that widow? Come on, man. There is nothing more disgusting than that ever. And nothing that a Philadelphia fanatic has ever done would come up to that, MISM.
Let's take Philadelphia out of the equation right now, because it's very, very obvious that Chicago fan, and especially Chicago Bull fan, is a cousin of Philly fan, and not the cousin you want to be proud of. It was absolutely an embarrassment to the city of Chicago, to the Chicago Bulls organization, to NBA basketball, to sports, to life in general. I mean, what did this woman do? Yeah, sure, Michael Jackson kind of turned the Bulls fans against Krause in his documentary, but come on now. You know, Favre turned Packer fans against, you know, Favre. And yet, when it was ready for him to come back, they welcomed him with open arms, you know? And to boo a dead man and have his widow there was absolutely the most grotesque, disgusting thing I have seen in a very, very long time. You know, does it surprise me that a Chicago fan does that? Not really, you know, because a Chicago fan is a disgusting, upset fan who had, you know, in the NFL, had some likes, you know, in the 80s for a moment, obviously had his three-peats, but, you know, double three-peats, but you know what? Without Krause, the Bulls don't get Pippen, and they don't get the rest of the crew that Michael gets, and they don't do the double three-peat. I mean, it was just obnoxious. It's something that should be called out, not just today, tomorrow, but for a while, that this type of behavior is just not acceptable on any platform. I mean, it's just really, I'm with you, with Andy, on this. You know, it was terrible. It made me feel really sad. Really sad.
Hey, hang tight. Right, we'll bring you over on the other side. Why not? We'll keep you with us. I like your mojo today, so we'll keep you with us. Hang tight, everybody. We got to take that pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can call us, people. It's real. It's not a fake call. You can really call me at 1-800-878-7529. We've got MISM on the line. For those that don't know, he is a normal caller on the show. He's not fake. He's not made up. We didn't just put him in there because we have to. No, that's not how I frickin' roll. All right? Anyways, getting back at things, 1-800-878-7529. We've had more than one call at a time before, too. So y'all can call in. Y'all can voice your opinion. We want to hear from you because this is a show that is about the people, for the people, and because of the people. If you people don't listen to us, we don't really give a rat's you know what, and we don't want to be here. I know people listen to us. I get the messages. I hear from people all over the world. New Zealand, Australia, the UK. I hear from you people, and I appreciate you people. All right, let's get back to this, boys. And what I want to do now is I want to dive into what's going to happen in the games. So, let's take the first one. Coming up at 2:30 p.m. my time here in the Valley of the Sun. That's Mountain Standard, in case you didn't know. Packers are playing in Arlington, Texas, at AT&T Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. I anticipate a really, really wild Sunday. We didn't get it on Saturday, fellas. I thought the games would be much more competitive yesterday. I made a mistake. MISM, yes, I made a mistake. I did not realize that Joe Flacco would be Joe Flacco and go Flacco on us. I didn't know Cleveland would go Cleveland on us. I didn't realize that the fish were dealing with frozen sushi, and they wanted nothing to do with Kansas City. I have no clue, okay? But I do have a clue about these games today. And I think the Green Bay Packers are coming into Dallas. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, MJ, mark this down. 11:42 a.m. on January 14th, Andy Dorf on Sports admitted that he was wrong. This could be first time in Dorf on Sports broadcast history. Go ahead, Andy. Just wanted MJ take a note there for future reference.
All right. So we do know there's a lot of familiarity with the Packers and the Cowboys. We got Fat Mike going at it against his old squad. We got Jordan Love, a guy that I don't think people thought would be here at this moment in time. We got Dak Prescott, who everybody is always very critical of because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys. And anytime you wear that Dallas Cowboy uniform, there's a little more scrutiny put on you. We all know that. I think this is a really, really good football game, man. And I honestly won't be shocked or surprised if the Green Bay Packers not only make this thing close, but if they actually were to come out with a victory, I would not be shocked and or surprised. Do I really think that that's what's going to happen? Probably not. I think that the Cowboys have too good of an offense, and the question we have about the Green Bay Packers is their defense, which over the past couple of weeks have been getting much more pressure on the quarterback and playing a better game plan. I wonder if that happens today in Dallas on a fast track. CeeDee Lamb is going to be tough to guard. Their running game, I think, is maybe where we can get them a little bit. And if we can make them a little one-dimensional and get that pressure on Dak, it could be a long day for Dak. Mike, where are you on this game?
I am right with you. I believe this is going to be just a kind of a crazy game, or the potential obviously is there for a crazy game. It's going to be interesting to see how Jordan Love deals with that Dallas defense, that front seven that they have. It's his first taste of playoff football and stuff on the road. Dallas, there's always pressure in Dallas. It doesn't matter if it's the regular season, preseason, or like now the playoff season. There's always pressure because those fans believe that they're going to the Super Bowl every year. They have this higher than mighty belief in their guys, and they get let down for the past 25, 30 years. But at the end of the day, I think Dallas probably does come out on top. But like you, Andy, I'm not going to be shocked in the least if the Packers come out on top. I think this is a one possession game, like field goal, 6 points towards the end of the game. So this is going to be. I'm hoping this is the kickoff of the wild card weekend with this game, but we'll see. But I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it.
I mean, they're definitely expecting a little bit of a shootout with the number at 50.5. Dallas is favored by 7.
Right.
MISM, what's your thoughts?
I think it's not the Cowboys defense, but it's the Packers defense, and can they contain the running back Tony Pollard? I think it all is going to come down to the running game. You know, can Aaron Jones be busted at large, and will the Packers be able to contain Pollard? That will set up the passing game. I mean, you've got the number one and two passers in the NFL for touchdown passes of the season, so you're expecting some kind of shootout. But none of that happens unless you establish the run. Absolutely. So if it boils down to what Mike said are the Cowboys defensive line going to be able to get to Love, and will the Packers be able to contain the Cowboys running game? That being said, you know where I'm picking, and I'm against the spread. With the spread, I don't care. Packers, my Green Bay Packers are they're playing with house money. If there's one thing, here's the deal: if the Packers are still in the game and it's between third and fourth quarter, watch out, because you don't want to leave a team that isn't supposed to be there, that's playing with house money. That if they lose, everyone's expecting them to lose pretty much in some way. And if they win, you know what? You never know. You never know. This is a team that is very, very dangerous.
Look, I agree with you. And Jordan Love is playing as good as any quarterback in the league right now. Question for both of you, and then we'll move on to the next game, Rams and Lions. Coaching, who do you trust more, Fat Mike or Matt LaFleur? MISM, you first.
Well, Mike has won a Super Bowl. You know, you can't knock that. Matt LaFleur has done it with a Hall of Fame quarterback, arguably one of the top five in the business of all time, maybe. But when it comes down to it right now, I'm actually thinking Mike, because LaFleur has two young kids, as was shown at the end of the half last week. The way that they could not come away with the opportunity to get that field goal was coaching. Okay? That was a big mistake that showed a lot of not being prepared.
I agree.
So I agree. I give it to Mike.
Mike, who do you like? Which guy?
Good question. Like, I don't know. Like, I seriously, Andy, I don't know who I trust more. You know, Mitch makes a good point that McCarthy's won, you know, a Super Bowl and all those kind of things. But I still look at what he's done in Dallas, and he hasn't won anything in Dallas. And Green Bay's coach, you know, I don't know. Like, I seriously don't know what to tell you here with it at all. I seriously don't know who I would trust more. I just don't.
I trust neither of them, so hopefully the players can make the plays on the field. All right, Rams and Lions.
I will say this, Andy, though. That Matt LaFleur, I think, is right now, Matt LaFleur, I think, is a smarter coach than McCarthy. He just doesn't have the people to execute what he's thinking.
Okay, all right. Rams and Lie-Downs. We've only got a couple minutes left, guys, so let's get all these in. Yep. Rams playing the Lie-Downs. We know the storyline. Stafford, Goff, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the other. We have another matchup of interesting coaches here, too, because they seem to make bonehead decisions as well. It is what it is. I think I like the Detroit Lions to get it done today, because if they don't, it might be another 30 years until we have this opportunity again. I think it would be bittersweet for Stafford to go in there and get it done. But based on the seasons that both of these guys had, I like the Lions because I think they're extremely explosive. Mike, let's go to you first.
Yeah, no, I got the same thing with Detroit. I think they do get it done. I think they have a more explosive offense. They got dudes that can play. So I'm going to go with Detroit.
MISM, who you got?
I got the Rams. As I've said to this program, in which I call in pretty much almost every week, or at least every other week, Detroit played nobody this year. They you know, and anyone who has had above 500 record that they played during the year, except for the first game, which Casey was 0-0, they lost. They have not shown me anything this year. The Packers went in there and destroyed them on Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. They have done absolutely nothing, this team. And then they lose to Jacksonville. Come on now. I mean, this team – I see the Rams all the way. Matty Stafford – going in there, getting it done, and the Lions being the Lions and not winning the playoff game. And that's not emotion.
That's okay. Let's get to the Monday games real quick. Steelers playing the Bills. They had to change this one because of weather. We all know that. I think this is going to be closer than what the experts think, but I do think the Bills will come through in the end. The Steelers, I don't know how they're here, let's be quite honest. So great job, Mike Tomlin, once again, and everybody thinks you're not a great coach. I disagree wholeheartedly. You did a lot more with less than most people would. But I like the Bills. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got the Bills in this one as well. Mason Rudolph, he just doesn't do it for me, and the Bills are at home, and they're a different team at home as well.
MISM, who you got?
You know, every time I pick the Bills, they seem to disappoint me, except for this week. I think Josh Allen's going to step up, and I think it's not even going to be a game. I think they're going to – it's going to be at least a two-score difference. And I don't mean just a field goal and a touchdown. I think it's going to be 14 points. This game is going to be over in the second quarter.
All right, Eagles and Buccaneers, that's the other game on Monday. Eagles are stumbling into the playoffs. The Buccaneers are lucky they're in a terrible division to get in the playoffs. The Eagles, I don't think they're going to have A.J. Brown. I think that's a big deal. I like the Buccaneers, man. I don't know why, but I like the Buccaneers to somehow figure out a way to get this thing done. Mike, who you got?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go with the Buccaneers as well, even though our favorite quarterback for the Buccaneers is nursing some ankle and rib injuries. I just think having the game at home is going to help them, and Philly's just on a slide that it's hard to explain. So I got the Bucs.
All right, MISM, in about 15 seconds, who you got?
I'm taking the Bucs, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles bounce back. And that is an emotional pick, by the way.
All right, stick with us through the break, and we'll all do parting shots. Why the hell not? Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we got our really good, cool caller, MISM, in Santa Monica. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, for those that don't know. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll do our parting shots when we come back. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which we're always live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday. And we do appreciate you people making this appointment radio. So thank you very much. Appreciate you. Obviously, you can get at us a couple few different ways with Mike on the XYZ thing. It's going to be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, fellas, parting shot time. Why not let MISM go first? What the hell? MISM, you're up. What's on your mind?
I think the weather today is going to be better for football games. And I will say this, that winners of the wild card winners on Wild Card Weekend have won 8 Super Bowls. Now, that was a little bit before they changed the format a little bit, but looking forward to a big day today, and Packers to shock the world with my man Jay Love, number 10.
I like it. All right. Mike, parting shot time.
Yeah, I just just like everybody else, it's wild card weekend. Get your nachos, get your drinks, whatever those drinks may be, and sit back and enjoy it. But I also like to give out a shout out to Kalen DeBoer, the new Alabama coach, the ex Washington Husky coach. It takes a certain individual to think he can follow in the steps of a legend in Nick Saban. Good luck, Coach DeBoer.
Look, I'm going to kind of piggyback that, and obviously I'll add a little bit more, but this was a crazy week. We lost three of the greatest coaches to ever coach football, at least in a lot of people's minds. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban for sure, and then you throw Pete Carroll in the mix. Those are three quality guys, right, that have done a lot of damage in their businesses. So I have nothing but love and respect for all of those guys with the jobs that they did. And then obviously, man, it's Super Wild Card Weekend. Go enjoy yourselves, man. Enjoy the ride that is the NFL playoffs, and hopefully it works out well for you and your squad. But for Mike, for Robert, for John Poulter and MISM in Santa Monica, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch everybody next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.
News. I'm Laura Winters.
What do you say to members of your own party who are saying you needed congressional authorization for last night's strike?
They're wrong, and I sent up this morning when the strikes occurred exactly what happened.
President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
That is Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon.
The hope would be that any real thought of retaliation is based on a clear understanding that, you know, we simply are not going to be messed with here. This is all about creating freedom of navigation for the international shipping.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains at Walter Reed Medical Center being treated for complications related to prostate cancer surgery. Iowa under a winter weather warning. Freezing snowy Iowa, the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses on Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
That is Nikki Haley campaigning in Iowa. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also shaking lots of hands in the state with his wife by his side.
We have a lot of people that we have signed up to commit to for us over many months. I think they're motivated, they're passionate, and they're going to show up. What about the broader electorate? I just don't know, but I'm confident our people are going to come out strong.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry. You. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety.